So anyway, coming back to Lama. Then the Lama, I don't know which course, which meditation course. So Lama gave Bodhisattva vow. His last teaching is Bodhisattva vow. I think I was there at that time. Then that night, Lama vomited and took some canned food. I was eating canned food, the cherry from Indian, you know, canned food. So I had some, I think, I may have advertised to Lama, you know, in the TV, you eat, people show how you enjoy so much. If you advertise, you see. So I may have advertised. So Lama ate that. Anyway, so then start to say, vomit and start the aspect. Then next day, went to Delhi. I think Lama was in the hospital for, I don't know, 1 week or something. Then went, found house in farmhouse in Delhi. Stayed there. So I was doing, every evening I was doing puja. And there's a very powerful puja. One Dharma protector called Kalarupa. That's the protector to realize impermanence death. Also, I think it also might be also emptiness. So you have to. There's a four actions: pacifying, increasing, controlling, wrathful. So the puja, tantric meditation, you know, there are different activities you can do that. So depending on what is needed for the success. So for the puja involved is wrathful. It involves hooking the beings who harm the sentient beings and who harm the holy beings. evil beings, you know, who harm many sentient beings or who harm the holy beings. So you hook those evil beings because that involves concentration. So then Lama said he didn't want to do it because every time when you concentrate, the heart stops. So his concentration is very intensive, not like our concentration. You see, it's something very very deep. It's a very very stable, very deep concentration. So since during that time, the heart doesn't function. Maybe when the person is this very deep meditation, clear light, the extremely subtle gross mind absorbed manifests only extremely mind is gross, subtle, extremely subtle. So actually, the death process meditation was done. That meditation is very good. that kind of meditation, that is not done in Lamrim. That subject doesn't come in Lamrim courses. Lamrim teaching that's part of from Tantra. That comes from Tantra. Normally that doesn't come in Lamrim teachings. but I thought that's very important. How the person is dying. You know, this digital input, what's happening? What's happening with the within the person? In the West, the person, if you go through the evolution, dies, then, you see, nobody knows. You see, there's nobody who is explaining about it. you know, after going through that, you know. So the, or even, anyway, in the West, many people remember young and old, many people, there are people who remember in past future lives. But because society doesn't believe, even though it's your real experience, even though that is your real insight, your quality of your power of your mind, power of you have that power of mind to be able to clarity. Your mind is much more clear from pollutions, environmental pollution. So less pollution. However, mind is much more clear and more insight. So able to see, not only able to remember coming from mother's womb, able to remember in the womb, able to remember life, able to remember even before coming in the womb, able to see past, future, yours and others. But because society believe, but society, the age, say, doesn't have that education, the society, general people, doesn't have that education, that kind of deeper knowledge doesn't accept. Accept only what common majority people, what they understand, the one life. And what, you see, what common ordinary people majority, you see. So therefore, it's based on that. So therefore, even they do have those experiences, they are afraid to tell. This is in the society, in the public, you know, they are afraid because other people think you are strange. It's even though that's your real actual realization or actual experience. So it's decided to become like that. But of course, nowadays, now, see, this last, I mean, say, starting from 30 years, the reincarnation karma, the reincarnation. It has been very common thing to discuss and the people talk about, and they want to, you know, they want to learn, they want to know about it. And they have interest growing. Now that, but then become more familiar. Reincarnation than not, you know, every year, you see, more people become familiar with this, more education with this, so become more familiar, you see, gradually coming society more, you know, I mean, still there, if you compare who don't have that education, who have education, you see, it's still small, but it's always increasing, so they're better. Deeper knowledge of mind, you know, it's happening. It's like this. There's like this. In the country, where there's a lot of many people, majority people have goiter. You know, country where there's a lot of goiter, many people have goiter. You know, this goiter. Then you see, country which is, you see. Everybody has a goiter. Then somebody doesn't have a goiter, they were very strange. They were very strange, you see. They were things very strange. You know? You see, that. You see, like that. Anyways, so like that, you see. The society. What the culture of the society, you know, what it believe, what doesn't believe. If in that society culture doesn't have that education, then it regard very strange. That's what it is. Even though it's a real experience of that person, you know, you really discover of that person, you know, through his power of mind, clear it of mind. So like that. Also, what you believe. Also, your belief depends on. I'm talking generally. Your belief depends on when you're born, your new life. What comes first? What culture is introduced first? What belief is introduced you to first? So your belief follows. You see, that this normally speaking, not everybody. You see. So you're born, new life. You see, fresh. But then, what kind of culture you encounter? What kind of belief you are? What kind of belief you are given to by the society, by other people? So not necessarily. That doesn't mean it's correct because this is you see what you believe. So far. From the bird, from the bird or after the bird. So not necessarily by that, not necessarily correct. It all has to be analyzed, not necessarily that. Because this, after bird, this is what you can, after, so far what's believing, what you're taught, that, you know, this taught by society or, influenced by society, what doesn't mean it's correct, not necessarily. So it depends what it is. Depends whether it's according to reality or not. What you believe, what you're taught, believe what you're given by society or culture. So a lot depends on that. You see, you're born, new life, fresh, you know. Then you believe what you're given to. So it has to be analyzed. One has to analyze, you know, check. So it seems maybe, you know, when the meditator, not sure, but when the meditator meditated on the clear light, you see here like this, you know, there are 25 absorptions happening at the time of death. You see, so when the person dying, even the animals, so through meditation, through the highest comfort meditation, this can happen. This 25 version happens. Those visions, appearance, you know, happening at the time of death, when the mind, gross mind absorbed, then become more subtle. You see, then extremely subtle, the mind declare like, see, only that is left. Only the ones left. See, so you see, stop everything. You know, that time it stops everything. So while you're meditating, stops breathing, everything. There's no movement, barely. There's no. You see, the similar experience. What happens at death time, or the absorption happens that happens during the meditation. Those practitioners of the yogis, the practitioners of the who has a realization of the graduate completion stage, the second stage, you see, those who experience of clear light, illusory body, these things, you see, unification, you see. So, then, and they, you see. Then they use not only the death experience, but they use the highest tantra. They use the highest tantra method on that to purify the death, to purify the intermediate stage, to purify the rebirth, ordinary death, ordinary rebirth, ordinary intermediate, to purify those with the second stage of highest tantra, graduate completion stage. You actually purify ordinary death. ordinary report or in the message, you see, or something. And then you actualize, you know, part-time Dharmakaya, part-time Sambuddhikaya, part-time Nimanakaya, like that. That, you see, the wind, manifest, wind, you know, able to manifest into deity, the deity's holy body, and it can travel, can, you see, then manifest in deity's holy body and do practice, you know, the practice with the subtle bodies. Then, you see, can travel, like Lama Ishi, you see, like that. Dharamsala told myself, and there's one monk called Lama Juba, who does altars, who does water bowls in the different rooms, who takes care of the altar, for the caretaker of the shrine rooms, you know, different shrine rooms at the Shida Ritchi Center. So, anyway, Lama doesn't tell public, only tell, you know, if he meet, you know, meditators, very close friend meditators, then he talk on those experiences, you know, those very high tantra realizations, like that, talk about, you see, the shared experience or higher, the, you know, those high attainment. So you find out from that conversation, you know, what kind of realization, you see, high tantra realization the Lama has, you see, something like that. not in public, you know, never show in public. That is, Lama never showed this, he's meditator, you know, in public, never show. He may manifest his business person, he may manifest many different ways, you see, Lama, but never show meditator, that is a yogi, never show. Common people, even Tibetan people, no idea. Inside, great yogi, no idea. They only believe what appears outside. So that's. So anyway, Lama mentioned today, you know, he can come without a gross body, he can come with his subtle body, he can come to so Lama Juba, the one caretaker of the shrine rooms, making offerings, can come to, in his room. So anyway, the yogis who have achieved clear light, illusory body, this is what they can do. You see, with a subtle body, you know, in the deity's holy body, they do practice. So, also going to pure land and doing, you know, make offering, do practice, things like pure land of Buddha, as you see. Anyway, but then, then they do practices, then they enter back in the older body, then do the common things, eating, you know, they say, giving teaching, you know, giving advice, whatever, by entering back into the old body, and then do normal day activities, you see. So there's part time, the base time, three kinds, part time, three kinds, the result time, three kinds, the Dharma Kaya, somebody kind of. So anyway, these yogis, they're the ones, you know, who achieve this, the illusory body, clear light illusory body, these ones who actually, with this realization, then actually purify the, that's the actual weapon, see, purify the ordinary dead in the message of the Buddha, you know, that, that's how they are achieving enlightenment. Achieve the resultant sukhaya. So here, what I'm going to mention is this. So, very last, the very last you know, when you die, the very last is extremely subtle mind, which is it. Extremely subtle mind. So there's a central channel. there's the central channel at the heart. The heart is not this bumping, not this one. By measuring from the two bridges, the here heart. So all the gross mind, gross subtle mind, all absorb the extremely subtle consciousness. So that's the very that's called chisim tamo, the extremely subtle mind of death. So that externally, you know, look completely, no sensation, nothing. But the mind is still there. Externally, see, no sensation, nothing, everything absorbed, nothing. No heat, nothing. No heat, nothing. All the heat absorbed, so nothing, see. Body, completely, see, dead looking. So even that time, the consciousness is still there. So the very last one is this extremely subtle, subtle mind. Then, you see, from the seed sprout coming, that is it. Then, so from that, the gross body, gross wind, that extremely subtle wind mind, then gross wind mind, come out. The extremely subtle mind lives, extremely subtle mind lives from the indestructible seed, and then gross is a wind mind. After has left from there, so when it manifests into gross wind mind, that's the intermediate stage of body. If you're going to be reborn, desire realm, formless realm doesn't have. Desire realm, form realm. If you're going to reckon it, then there's intermediate stage, generally speaking. So, that extremely subtle mind lives from the indestructible seed, so then goes, wind mind. So that's in the mystic beings. That gross wind is in the mystic beings, the body, you know, from which door comes out. Then depend on that, you see. Depend on that. Then you see, you reincarnate in that realm. So if it comes from the crown, you know, then either you go to Pure Land of Buddha, you know, either you go to Pure Land of Buddha, and the best one is Shambhala, Kalajara's Pure Land. Shambhala, where you can practice Tantra, you can eat your enlightenment there. And especially there, Vajra Yuga in the Pure Land, Hiruga's Pure Land, where you definitely become enlightened there. then Amitabha Pure Land, where you never get reborn, lower realms from that time. Or some lamas, my guru is from Sambhaji, Guru Guru is from Sambhaji, in Amitabha Pure Land, you can practice Tantra and become enlightened. So, somewhat pure land of the deities, where you can practice tantra and become enlightened. So however, so if the consciousness lives from here, then either you get born pure land or formless realm. I think if it leaves from the mouth, it's preta. Because it's from the mouth. Then from hennis, if it leaves from hennis, then it's hell. That person will rank in hell. Will constantly from to the urine part, you know, through all sex organs, then animal. And so depending from where, ears, nose, navels, you see, depending where, then different types of things. it's going to rank in it. It is true. So you see, in the text, in the teaching of the Buddha, the the main place, main location of the mind, or the sit, where the extremely subtle, mind is abiding. So it's at the heart. Because of that, then we see when we get angry, the anger doesn't come from the brain. Anger arises from here. When you get attachment, when you get desire, doesn't come from the brain, doesn't come down from the brain, go down. It comes from here, desire. When you feel pride, doesn't come down. Pride comes from here. You feel that. See? When you feel jealous of somebody, you feel from here. So that your daily life experience, it proves, it's harmonious with the text. Is harmonious with the Buddha explained. You see, the ordinary real experience, ordinary real experience of life is harmonious with the text, with what Buddha says. It's harmonious with that. Okay, so anyway. I'm not sure what I'm going to do now. Also many obstacles, right? So I'm just going to, I think tonight it's, just finished doing the old submission, no much left. It is very important to think and to have discussion. A lot of discussion on the reincarnation and the karma and rebirth and death. I think it's very, very important. If you think that there's no reincarnation, that there's no reincarnation. Then you see, many of these, many of these experiences, you see, even in the past, I remember in the meditation course, we do the meditation. I gave this technique that when during the discussion of the reincarnation about mind or that we do, I guided this meditation going back. So you go back the next year, then you go back. You go back more and more. You go back to childhood time, then you go back to mother's womb. Then see mother's womb. Go back to conception time. You go back in the womb and go back to conception time. And so there happened many people. I remember one person. Those who those who have very stable concentration, those who are able to concentrate very stable and very precisely, and they get, you see, when they go back to conception time, mother's womb, then they try to go beyond from that. So one person had a very strong vision, very strong feelings of vision, being in Tibet. The person was in Tibet, and they saw the room. The person saw the room, and the Tibetan tea, you know, you have to churn. You have to churn the Tibetan tea, you see, you have to put it mixed with butter. To mix the butter, you have to churn. You know, more you churn, more delicious, more better. So, in the wooden, see, container, you have to churn. So, the person could remember so clearly the room and the butter, the container to churn the butter cheese. could see very clearly. So during this meditation, you see, many people who have clear people, those who have clear mind and who are able to concentrate, whose concentration is very stable, you know, very good concentration, and clear mind. So they just by doing this simple meditation, try to you go back to conception time, they go beyond that. Many people get experiences that even in the future, those in our past courses, maybe some of you may have also even this time may have similar possible for some, you know. not that it happens to everybody. So anyway, if one thinks there's no reincarnation, very, very difficult, you know, to say, to understand reincarnation. The one feel there's no reincarnation. Then you see, you should put a lot of questions to yourself. Then you should ask questions. I mean, there are many logics, many things to talk about, many logics in the philosophical text. But however, the very simple thing is, what about so many young and old who are able to remember? What about so many young and old who are able to remember? You know, this is the besides the incarnate lamas. This is without talking about incarnate lamas, like Sonaja Lama, who remember, able to recognize attendant. There's the lama and all his belongings, able to remember. And he mentioned even name of the lama. As soon as the lama came to the house to look, to examine the incarnation, you see, I mean, it was all approved by the deity, you know, by the protector. The lama spent seven days. He put tent. There is a special lake in Tibet, lake of the protector Bandar Lama. So so whatever question you have is exactly like TV, it shows. So that's Tibetan TV. From the lake, whatever question you have, it shows. Also, I went there. I went to Tibet two times. First time, I didn't much that. I stayed only 5 days in Lhasa and came back. But the second time, I was supposed to be there only 1 month, but I took a lot of time. I was looking for some text commentary of the Secret Compassion Buddha. So I go to Amdo, lower place Tibet, the Pacific Monastery that gets there, which expand. So trying to get this text, so took a lot of time. So I spent 2 months in Tibet. So I spent, there's one area in Tibet, you have to go from Lhasa. This one place, very special place, where there's this lake, where many people, they look for the Guru's incarnation from that lake, you know, the protective shores where the Lama say reincarnated, you know, house, parents, the child is playing, or sometimes the child has a child is protected by a protector. That lama's previous life, protector, is a dharma protector. So the child is there, playing, running, the protector also running after that. So, so because protector has commitment also to protect this lama, you see, from past time. So you see, so the people who have come to examine this in the lake, so you see, and the governor, Tibetan governor, and this lama, because Gesang Rinpoche, not this present incarnation, but the previous life of Gesang Rinpoche. So, spend 7 days every day examining the Isundra Lama's reincarnation in the lake, asking questions. So then they saw the house, blue, you know, kind of what the, I think like maybe Chinese roof, I think the blue tile or something. mother, father, everything showing. So that it was all approved. But then they go down to the family, being disguised, wearing the mala, the stick of the long past life, Isundra Lama, you know. Then the child came out with incarnation, see, to the stick and to the mala on it, to wear, you know, called the name, ever recognized the lama, things like that.